Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like torn demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear painted pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this race.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn. Listen, kid. You crossed the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
Do you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet. Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
Will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that? You will fall! You will not bring humanity down! God is going to destroy you!
Whoa. That was cool the way he like Infowars.com.
This will make Mike Judge proud. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. Break the back of the globalist or roll over and die. We're live. Friday, November 10, 2023. Stick with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, things were already in focus, but now they are in crystal clear electron microscope focus. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday, November 10th, 2023 transmission. I had cleared the deck of guests today because I wanted to cover news and take your calls, and I'm still going to do that, but I saw a Laura Loomer story. It's just illustrative of everything we're dealing with this New York kangaroo court where the judge has already found Trump guilty. There is no jury. That's the new format of their tyranny. And it's clearly the judge's wife's Twitter. I went and checked archives, and she's going around attacking people all over the place and attacking Trump. And when this got raised by Laura Loomer, the woman came out and said it's not her. But then when Laura Loomer goes on other shows, in the comment sections, it's the same lady, it appears, doing it. And it's just insane. This is the same judge gagging Trump from criticizing anything going on in the courtroom while they attack him and do press conferences every day with Letitia James. Now, if you're a TV viewer, we're on a lot of radio stations as well. You notice I have all the lights off in here other than the lights on me and the desk. The background's all dark. And that's illustrative of really a very important story here. And I'll just let the chips fall where they may, and then I'm going to get into all of this news. There is a big story on InfoWars.com by the great Ben Warren. What a hard-working, smart guy. Love him. Love everybody here. The U.S. has lost its first world status. A very important, lengthy article, not too lengthy, that everybody should read and share. Because this is being done by design. This is the post-industrial world. We're going to be getting into that today. Also, I've got scores of videos of police in the United States, Canada, Europe being murdered. And it's obviously a race war. It's black people murdering police with knives, guns, and automobiles. And then it never even hits the national news. And look, I'm not attacking black people. Most black people are great folks. But there is a subset of young black males who literally believe the news that white people are inherently the devil, that the ADL teaches. You got white people killing white people, too, because they deserve to die, according to the left and Black Lives Matter, like the woman who thought she was a man in Nashville and all the attempts to suppress that manifesto. So I usually don't play these clips just because I've already watched them once and everybody knows this is going on. But there was one today that's up on InfoWars.com, where it's police responding to a house call, and then you see a black man in a car ram the police, cut the cop's legs off, smashes him into the police Tahoe, and then he gets out going, like he's a demon approaching him, and they taser him because the cops are so afraid to defend themselves. See, I shouldn't be a cop, at least not today. I don't care if you're black or white. You just, on purpose, cut somebody's legs off and get out like a zombie. And I saw a video just a few days ago of a white lady hitting the face of black people at a grocery store, and she was doing the same, with the same demonic face baring her teeth. Call it what you want, demonic possession, insanity. It's going on everywhere. And white people are starting to crack. We're starting white supremacy, any white person doing anything to somebody that's not white. That those numbers are low, but they are starting to tick up, and a lot of white people are going to crack too. So they are really trying to get us all killing each other. It is completely and absolutely out of control. And the numbers are insane. But the message has been sent. Killing cops is a good thing. And it's just getting more and more and more intense. We have massive news with Joe Biden to meet Xi Jinping in the collapsed city of San Francisco. We're going to be getting into all of that. No possibility of Gaza ceasefire, says Biden. Huge war news. Pentagon starting to restrict flow of military aid to Ukraine. Here's another one. Poland holds up Ukraine's EU membership based on Ukrainian World War II atrocities. Oh, you mean like Zelensky honoring the SS officer that actually did carry out death camp and mass extermination operations? Hard to believe those guys are still alive. They are. But you won't have the Simon Wiesenthal Center trying to extradite him to Israel. No, no, no. Real Nazis get ADL awards like George Soros and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we'll be breaking that down. The EU is officially launching the digital, programmable, controllable Mark of the Beast currency like China has done. Got big reports on that. We also have a huge caravan of military-age men surging over the border, chanting Biden, 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 Biden. We're going to be getting to all of it here today. But I want to address something to the crew. I want to address something to the CIA and the Justice Department and to our listeners and viewers and to the Democratic Party and just to everybody else out there. And I'm going to spend some time on this. I'm going to move into the news and take your calls. They know when they fired Tucker Carlson off Fox News, he went from 5 million viewers a night on TV, on cable, and 3 or 4 million views a day online. I'm a big fan. I monitor it. He's reaching less than 10 million people a day, doing a great job. When they unceremoniously fired him, he got 10 times bigger. Now, they want to either indict me or kill me. And because I own and control until now this operation that's 29 years old, InfoWars is 27, that name. And they want to make it look like I quit. But that's not what's going on. So I want to explain this to everybody, just give you a status update on InfoWars and where things are going and what's happened, and just explain to you that I've been put in an impossible, untenable position. The federal court said a year ago, when I declared bankruptcy, a year ago plus, when the court believed the statements by the Democrat Party law firms that I had hundreds of millions of dollars, that I made $62 million in 2021, total lies, and that I was just Daddy Warbucks, the judge said, fine, Mr. Jones can pay half the legal fees. His personal, I pay all those. And then half the free speech system's legal fees. When in the year I declared bankruptcy, I got a huge Bitcoin donation. We wouldn't be on air now without it. And gave, I told on the stand in Connecticut last year, I said, I think I've given about 95% of that to free speech. It was donated to me, but I want to keep this on air. That's my mission. I don't ask solicitors for money and support and then sit there and, you know, pocket a large amount of it. I mean, I try to live comfortably and have a lot of expenses and issues. But a very small amount of the money that comes through here has gone to me. And then I'd also bought a house as an investment as backup, and I was smart. It doubled, almost tripled in price in 5 years. And I sold it and put all the money into the operation and the legal fees. Did that last year. Now, I told you that the Democrat Party law firm suing me in bankruptcy have spent $21 million. I said that about a month ago. I was wrong. Excuse me. This year, it's now $22 million, but bankruptcy was going up for free speech 6 months before that last year, and I was paying for that too. So I've spent $7 million, and then put the rest of the money in to prop up free speech. So I put in $10 million, everything I had in that donation, because everything I have is a couple million in the donation. And the other side has spent, because I was looking at the numbers yesterday with the legal teams and the accountants, they have spent, that we know of, because you have to tell the court during the bankruptcy, $34 million trying to shut us down and trying to weigh us down and trying to depose hundreds of people and you know, engage in all this harassment. So our $7, $8 million that you supported us with, and I was a good steward with, I didn't even live in the house that I got that wasn't completed and fixed up and then sold, and I bought it for, what, $2 million something.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The judge says you're guilty. They're going to put on fake evidence. And they're doing it to everybody now. Look at this judge in New York. He found Trump guilty. Now he's having a fake trial where he sits there, totally creepy, and his wife's attacking Trump, and Letitia James is having press conferences. But Trump had $10 billion at the start of this. Now he's down to like $1 billion. They're destroying him too. I had millions, a few million. And I increased it into more. And then I got that donation. So that's what this comes down to. So, I mean, who knows if the link's even up there anymore? I don't even know anymore. I guess, can we check online? People can go, I guess, to Infowars.com/crypto. I think that's the address that I was looking for cryptocurrencies. If somebody wants to make donations there, that'd be great. We've done this book. That's The Great Awakening. It's twice as long as the last book. I'm really proud of it. It's into the whole New World Order operation and how to stop them. You can buy these for $100 on the site, signed as a fundraiser to know that you helped keep us on air. And this is the one thing I have a deal on where I get half the money from the book. But last time we sold 20,000 of The Great Reset. So we bought 20,000 of these. We haven't even made the money back from the 20,000 because we've only sold 5,000 on the store. And I appreciate you. That's a big number. But we need to sell all 20,000 of the books. And if we sold the 20,000 books at $100 a piece, that would get me out of the hole. And then in a year, I'll probably be back here saying, hey, I got a new book. You want it? Because this is a war up against the New World Order. It's about perseverance. George Washington lost 90% of the battles he was in because he was outnumbered and, you know, outgunned. But he persevered for 6 years, and they started winning in the end, and they won. So if you want to keep me in the fight, have a historic memento, go now. Don't sit on the fence. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get it. Or get an unsigned copy. It's a big, thick hardcover, and it's powerful. Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he's been a far better guy in reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News. Bill Maher, Alex Jones gets to speak, everybody gets to speak. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood people in the world, and he's right about a lot of SH-T. Stephen K. Bannon, from the foreword of the book. For more than 20 years, no populist figure has had more of a bayonet in the back of the deep state than Alex Jones. Mickey Willis, author of Plandemic, director of Plandemic. Mainstream media is wrong the vast majority of the time, yet they are never held accountable. Alex Jones is right the vast majority of the time, yet he's silenced and persecuted. The globalists think this show and myself and our listeners and our focal point with our crew and our guests and our reporters is important because we are. We've created the talking points that are true, that are on everybody's lips, and is now the dominant resistance from Japan to Spain to the United States. And populist, anti-globalist are being elected everywhere. One of them last night, though, because their party's about to win in Spain. So the socialists that run the country are about to ban the party, got shot in the face. So the globalists know we're winning. That's why they're defunding the police and authorizing the murder of police everywhere to create a breakdown of society. And then they think the public will be too stupid. They won't understand it's the globalists that are actually engineering it. So we need to stay on air to expose the next pandemic, to expose the next lockdown, which we just did, and this audience was the detonator that just stopped that. Think of the millions we've warned not to take the shots. Joe Biggs got a big breaking news with him. 5 hours after the show yesterday, they came to him, treated him nice, apologized to him, stopped torturing him, stopped keeping him in box handcuffs, and took him to Talladega, his final federal facility, and he actually got a meal. And he actually got clothes and didn't have to sleep in his underwear after months of being tortured since he was convicted for terrorism, for shaking a fence. That's the power of this audience. Congress has had hearings on Monday and brought up what's happening to Owen Schroyer and free speech, and now this has happened because of you, because of this focal point. So we can't let them shut this down, ladies and gentlemen. We've come so far. And a couple million dollars sounds like a lot to the average person, but in a war with the New World Order, this is truly David versus Goliath, and we are going to win this thing. We give up, it gets 10 times worse. Look how popular anti-New World Order information is. It's everywhere. Look at all the most popular people now are saying world government's evil, depopulation's evil, the globalists and world government want to kill you and your family. That's true. It's horrible to admit. It's horrible to get your mind around it. But once you admit the horror, you have a chance to stop it. They've always had a leg up on us because their agenda is so brazen, so destructive, so evil, so maniacal, so genocidal, so satanic, that people just can't believe it's happening. Most victims of crime, when it's actually happening, can't believe it. Even after they survive, they can't believe it. Well, now people, we are overrun. We are under attack. They're coming after everybody. And there's all these fools that work with the system that think they're going to be left alone. No, they're coming for the whole shooting match. So I'm not going to give up. But essentially, in the next month, and I guess we can do fundraisers or whatever, but I mean, we know that less than 1% of people buy stuff or donate. And I don't want to open the phones up today and have people calling about this. I want to cover news. Because, and I know the one people that donate and support are great, and I love you. And I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. But my gosh, we have been so effective. We've changed the world. The globalists hate this broadcast as much as they hate Trump. They hate no one more than Trump and Alex Jones. Except maybe Julian Assange. Because we got their number. And we're organizing people. And they know we've got a spirit of resistance. And they think if we can beat Trump and beat Jones, we'll be able to beat anybody. So I got a target on my back. And all I need, I mean, I can deal with them trying to put me in jail and set me up or kill me. If that happens, that's God wants that to happen. But God is telling you, that's how God works. If you want to keep this on air, you need to understand, this isn't a game. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. I need to sell all of those books. I need you to go to defendjones.com if you want to make a straight-up donation. That goes to me for my bills and my expenses and legal. Defendjones.com. I need you if you want to support Free Speech Systems and keep it on the air because it needs funds as well. And part of that in the agreement I have will actually go for my expenses. And that is Infowars.com/crypto. Infowars.com/crypto. I'm going from memory. That's right. Right, guys? That's right. Infowars.com/crypto. And if one of those people, whether it's $1,000 in Bitcoin or $1,000,000, none of it's going to be worth anything soon if this doesn't take place. And believe me, if you think they're going to stop with Alex Jones, you got another thing coming. They're bringing in all this censorship, all their control. And we're seeing the biggest victories in awakening we've ever seen. And you know it's just going to be 10 times worse if we don't continue to fight. Imagine how bad it'd be. We'd be in lockdown again if it wasn't for this audience months ago getting the word out, making it the top story. And then right after I said they were going to try to bring it out, within days they tried to relaunch and it exploded even bigger. And they had congressional hearings. And now all over the world it failed. And yet you, that's this show. All of us, you did that. Joe Biden's a pedophile and raised gas prices. He did that. You did the good stuff. This is the number to bet on, folks, on roulette wheel. You win every time. You cannot invest in a better place in the fight with your word of mouth, your prayer, spreading the word, putting the clips up. But I'm telling you, I need...
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does, to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception is Alex Jones.
Well, we live to see it. I remember my dad's dad and my mother's dad when I was knee-high to a grasshopper sitting at their kitchen tables, their breakfast tables, and them separately. They were friends, lived in different parts of Texas, but they visited a few times a year. And they had Cleon Skousen's books on their kitchen tables about the naked communists and the naked capitalists, and they knew all about the New World Order when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it's all they talked about, what the globalists were going to do to America, what the international communists were going to do. And they were so sad to see the country slipping and becoming decadent. Boy, were they ahead of their time. Imagine what they'd think today if they were here on the planet watching all this. We know they're still there. Their spirits are eternal, but I'd imagine they got other things to do now. Bigger fish to fry. We're here. I was on the air with Steve Bannon today. In fact, I meant to tell the crew this. Steve thought it was the best appearance I ever did with him. I don't know if that's the case, but I thought we'd air some of that today. If you go to his Rumble account, he does like 5 shows a day, 1-hour shows. Get the 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Eastern show, and I'm on the first 30 minutes. And I kind of laid out what was going down. And on air and during the breaks, he told me, he said, no, you're right. We tried to avert all of this. We tried to stop it. But now it's going to get really, really bad. And, again, I don't tell you that to try to scare you. I tell you so you can get ready. And the best analogy that I've got is one time I was driving back from Fredericksburg visiting family with my dad, and there were a bunch of thunderstorms, and we didn't know tornadoes, and we got picked up by a tornado and thrown off the road with like a 50-foot embankment that went down into oak trees. But that seemed like an hour, but that 5, 6, 7 seconds when the Tahoe was spinning, I'm only driving like 50 in the rain. The car spins like 5, 6 times off the ground. And the tornado threw us down. And it didn't. We didn't go upside down. We went on our wheels down, shooting down the gully like a shotgun shell or a bowling ball. And then slammed into 3 oak trees. 3 oak trees coming out. Medium-sized oak trees. You know, foot or so around. Foot and a half around. About that big each. Probably the same tree. You know, big knot of trees. And it smashed the Tahoe all the way up with the 2 back seat rows and crushed the middle seat rows up against us, broke my dad's chair. His seat broke. He got a concussion. And it was in the summer, so we got out. There were fire ants, because when it floods, fire ants come from the tops of the... They're from Brazil. They're a water ant. And they live around rivers. They come up knots from the tops of the bushes and the plants, and we had just fire ants all over us. And the state police pull up and they said, yeah, we were parked over there. You see that barn? It just got destroyed by a tornado. We watched you, by the luck of God, I mean, there's not a lot of state police out there. State police were pulled up some road, and another one came, and they said, you're lucky to be alive. And he said, well, I've never seen, you've seen it on TV, a car picked up by a tornado. And I remember it was just, we're driving along, it's windy, it's green light, it's, you know, like, 7 o'clock at night, but it's not even nighttime yet, but it looks dark. And all of a sudden, and the car, and I remember with centrifugal force looking over at my dad and bracing the steering wheel and saying, brace for impact. And I was thinking, man, I hope my dad doesn't die. And I pushed back in the seat, and then we shot down that embankment like a bullet. And if it had hit on the side of the front, we'd have been dead. But by the grace of God, it hit the back. I remember my grandmother was there about 3 hours before. We're visiting her son, my uncle, and my ex-wife and little kids were there. My middle daughter wasn't even born yet. And I had my first 2. That's in Charlotte. And my grandmother always was right. She said, we're leaving. There's storms. And we didn't even have phones out back then. There weren't iPhones. This is like 15 years ago. But she could see off the hill they lived in, outside Fredericksburg, the thunderstorms in the distance. I mean, we're talking 50 miles away on that hilltop or mountaintop they lived on. It was basically a mountain. Incredible vistas. And I said, oh, it's all right. She goes, well, we're leaving. And my ex-wife goes, yeah, we're leaving. So they get in her car and leave. So we driven in 2 cars because my Tahoe had a bunch of guns in the back we were shooting. And I stayed and shot some more, drank some coffee for a couple of hours. Should have listened to her. Should have gone home. Because by then it was tornadoes. But the point is that when I looked over at my dad and pushed that steering wheel in and braced my arms and said, brace for impact, it wasn't fear-mongering. And let me tell you, we are in that Tahoe, in the tornado, like Dorothy's house in Wizard of Oz, folks. And you better make no mistake. Let me tell you something. I'm a guy that's known this is coming for a long time. I try to stop it. And I'm not a fearful person. It's the opposite of fear. It's disgust, it's sadness, it's revulsion at the globalist. But more importantly, it's love for my family and love for you and this world we live in together. And I got to tell you, it's only going to get worse. And you're going to look back on now as the good old times, just like I told you 3 years ago. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, and they're going to have political assassinations everywhere. They're shooting and stabbing and poisoning people from Australia to Spain, from Sweden to Germany to England. They're shooting leading populist leaders that are winning in the polls in the face. They're injecting them with poison on TV. None of the leftists are getting charged. They have a green light to murder us. They're attacking railways. They're attacking food production plants. They're attacking oil drilling rigs. They're attacking 18-wheeler drivers. They are just running around burning things down and blowing things up and running police over. And this is just the start. This is the French Revolution times 10. This is the French Revolution to the 10th power. This is Satanism. This is New World Order. This is Katie bar the door. This is open devil worship, open pedophilia. This is going to be plunging currencies, exploding, massive inflation, massive wars, probably nuclear. I mean, it's just going to be all these evil people that think they can be evil and do all this, think they're destabilizing the world to bring in their control, are bringing in something that's going to destroy them. The FBI thinks they can manage all the crime and the terror they've released and the open borders and the Justice Department and their counterparts in Europe. All these soft, stupid people think they can unleash hell on us, and it's not going to blow back on them. And I'm telling you, they can't put it back in the closet. They can't put it back in the gate, back in the box. Pandora's box is open. Pandora's box is open. Now, we can mitigate it and make the crash landing a lot better. But I am not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this, and I'm not going to water this down, okay? There are a lot of good people trying to stop what's going on. That's why you see so many prominent people coming out against it and seeing it for what it is. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's hard to admit. Yes, it's out of control. But this is why we were put on this planet for this test. And that's the bottom line. So, we're not in Kansas anymore. And the corporate media is literally weaponized against us. And they're even phasing out the reporters now. It's all going AI, where they just write one simple story that the CIA wants, and then all these fake reporter bot names just go out and populate their lies. And they've recruited cowards and scum for decades into the intelligence services. A lot of them are devil worshippers, pedophiles, you name it. Most of these big top judges are super compromised, bad news, and they have completed their corruption. They have completed it. Not 100%, but they've got, in the high positions, they got about 70% pure evil right now. The mid-level positions is about half. And
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Gets out, the black man is literally going like a zombie. And I can show you countless videos. I sent it to you like Tuesday. It's a white woman getting in the face of black people. It's everybody's doing this. At a grocery store, and she's going, and I've gone to the pro-abortion rallies, and there'll be thousands of women literally going, I love Satan. And it's not an act, folks. It's the demonic breakdown of society. Yeah. Show this lady first. Show. I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. Show this lady first. Turn the audio up. She's on SSRIs. She watches TV all day. She's been hypnotized, and that is her subconscious and unconscious. That's who she is. The lower brain is activated. And she's having a breakdown. And then the media tells you we have a breakdown. Go get an AR-15. That's the gun they tell you to get. So everybody goes, I must go kill. I must get AR-15. I must go kill children. I must go to black church. I must go to black grocery store and kill black people. And then other people, I must go kill white children. I must go kill white cops. And then that's the thing you do when you decide to break down. You just go shoot whatever group you don't like, or you go run over them with a car. Meanwhile, the socialists and globalists and communists are stabbing and poisoning and shooting people every day and indicting people every day from local to national governments that are patriots and pro-human and know what's going on. Roll it with audio of the police officers in this ambush. Here it is. And more angles of it. And then from the police officer's body cam. This is what's going on. Imagine that.
Get out of the vehicle right now! Get out of the vehicle!
And the police are so conditioned, the police shoot white people 5-1. White cops, black cops, doesn't matter, Hispanic cops. Because they know they, you know, they need to. This person's, you know, just killed people, just attacked people, gets out, walking towards you, making demon noises, baring their teeth at you, and then you, one guy's just been run over. He doesn't even dare fire his gun at the god because he'll go to prison. But meanwhile, they're aborting most of the black babies. They're targeting with the shots. But the face of the New Order is, oh, all the corporate sponsors, all the corporate pitch people, all of them are now black. And I see the black talk shows going, we're taking over. We run everything now. We're all the corporate spokespersons because you're the face of this. The New World Order just put your mask on like Jason puts his mask on before he goes and kills people. They just put a black face on this. And there's going to be black people that then think, well, this is part of my mission. I'm going to go out and I'm going to kill cops by any means necessary. Maybe Kamala Harris will bail him out. Good thing I'm not a cop. I just watched that guy purposely turn out of his way to run over police, and he gets out and starts walking towards me. You're not getting shot with a taser. And I'll let the jury decide. You're going to get hit with hot lead. I don't care if you're white or black. I see some lunatic like a zombie coming at me. You're dead. And thank God for the Second Amendment because it's stopping and impeding the majority of these now. The mass shootings are getting shut off. They're getting nipped in the bud. And the globalists are so pissed. That's why in the cities they control where they tell the citizens don't have guns, the citizens follow the law. And they get murdered at record rates. Like this new vigilante sees, you know, armed robbery going on, decides he's not going to be part of it, shoots the person. And boy, they're going to throw his ass under the jail. Police aren't going to protect you either because they're cuffed too. Now you see the police. They know not to defend themselves, too. We're all cucked. We all know not to protect ourselves. But the George Soros DA will put your ass under the jail. And if you're a conservative and rattle a fence, though, you're going to get 20-something years in prison and solitary confinement and get fed every 2 days and have box handcuffs on you till your hands fall off. Because weirdo judges, weirdo freakazoids that couldn't find their ass with both hands have got their degrees and they're in charge. And they're the lawyers that want to mitigate danger and get rid of swimming pools and slides because it might hurt somebody. But then meanwhile, they start war with the people and open the borders and defund the police and start World War III. Oh, but they're the lawyers. Mitigating risk. Reportedly, one of the cops had his legs cut off. You can see it in the video. And you know what the backlash will be after this reign of terror, after the French Revolution 2.0. They'll give us a Napoleon Bonaparte after a decade of hell. Then we'll all have national IDs, we'll all be face-scanned to leave our houses, and the police with drones will be authorized to kill you if you have a crooked toenail or a mustard stain on your shirt. So don't think this is some worship the police exercise. This is Hegelian dialectic. This is the takeover of civil. That's why movies like Joker, how cool it is to kill cops, how cool it is to burn down civilization. Go out. It was all came out a year before Black Lives Matter and the Summer of Rage in 2020. And it's all part of their destabilization plan. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with European leaders raise alarm over digital ID. Central bank digital currency is now being rolled out. We've got videos of it. It ties into what Tony Blair is pushing as well. It's here. It's not coming. Also, Europe announcing plans to ban cars. California as well. It's all happening. Big developments in the war with Russia. The globalists now know they've lost. And so what's going to come next? More wars. It's all coming up. And I will also open the phones up after I've gotten to all this news. But if you're a new listener and just tuned in, nice to have you here. If you wonder why there's such a hubbub and such a tax on the broadcast, it's because we explain the wide spectrum of what's going on and explain there's a way out of this. That's why I ask listeners again to understand that we've been in one hell of a fight against the globalists. Everybody else, they get off air quicker than this. I've been fighting these people. They've been trying to get me off the air for decades. And they want this infrastructure shut down, and they want this show shut down. And I think it's absolutely imperative that not happen. But I've explained. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things like Ultra 12, the best B12 out there, taken under the tongue, 40% off right now, that keeps free speech on the air. But the courts ruled that Free Speech Systems can pay me $1.5 million a year, and I'm supposed to pay $5 million a year in legal bills. And, of course, it's done to make it look like I wasn't taken off air, and they just think I'll quit. I won't, but I'll just have to probably go stay at my parents' house. But see, the reason they'll be able to shut it down is then they'll shut free speech down because free speech won't be able to pay its legal bills because the court ruled that I have to pay them. See how that works? Which is cutesy and fun and nice. So I don't care about not having money. I care about the fact that I don't have money and they're going to shut this operation down. And that's what they want to do. But you can stop them right now. You can decide to take action and get the fundraiser signed copy of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance with Alex Jones, Kid Heck, and Lively, and forward by Steve Bannon. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the unsigned or the signed book. The signed is $100. The unsigned is like $30. It's a big, thick hardcover. And if you want to support me as well, go to defendjones.com. Make a straight donation there. That way I get like 95% of it after the credit card fees at Give, Send, Go. Or if you want to make a donation in crypto, Bitcoin, you name it, go to infowars.com/crypto. And free speech gets part of it, and I get part of it as well. But there's not really been any donations there in a while. And so I'm having to work this out in my mind, and I'm having to figure out what I do. Because essentially, this is the worst position InfoWars has ever been in. You look at the climate, you know, of course, they don't want us on the air during the election. And because we, all of us together headed off the new lockdowns, you know, all of it. I mean, they don't want us here. So I think it's imperative to keep us on air, but I need you to take action now. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening and get Ultra 12 right now. Please keep us on air.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.